Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. I'm Billy Kidd. Hope and TJ are with us as well. And the sun is shining. We're having a beautiful day today.
Yeah. And I don't believe the statistic that I read in this article, but I'm going to put it out there because clearly I'm in the minority and not the majority. 30% more money can be made for a woman if she wears makeup. It says that women who wear makeup make 30% more than those who are, quote, barefaced, which would be both of us. Hope. I don't think you have makeup on, do you?
No. I never wear makeup unless I have like somewhere after work.
You have to go.
Maybe 10 times have I worn makeup to work.
I used to all the time until the pandemic. And I'm sure I'm not the only woman whose, I don't know, grooming habits have changed since the pandemic. But like, I don't even dry my hair. I throw it up. I'm like, nah. You know, we really, since then, we don't have a ton of listeners coming into the building. We mail out prizes, right? Or email them prizes.
Right.
So we really don't see the people that we used to. So why would I doll myself up?
Well, and then you have like Alicia Keys, Pamela Anderson, who have embraced no makeup.
Yeah. On purpose.
Right.
And made statements about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, I won't wear makeup either. It's not because I'm lazy. It's because I'm embracing my natural beauty.
And they say it's obviously because it's, you know, it's not just the makeup. It's the overall presentation. Women who are perceived as attractive make more money is what they're telling me.
Pretty privilege is a real thing. So that makes sense.
I bet that works with dudes, too.
Well, I'm sure. I'm sure that the trend of making more money, depending on how attractive you are. So I was going to say, I've never made more money just because I had makeup on. I wore makeup for years to work, and I didn't make anything more.
You said that the pandemic came and the makeup went away.
Yes.
At least as far as going to work.
Well, I realized how great my skin felt without it. Like, I wore makeup so much.
Did your wardrobe change too?
Yes, absolutely.
So we're all in athleisure wear now? Pretty much all the time.
I never owned the amount of hoodies that I own now.
By the way, I don't know how much you pay attention to the comments on our Facebook page. The video that we posted, it was about a week ago, where you guys were dressed very similar.
Yeah, the only
same
difference
colored shirts,
was,
the pants were different.
Yeah.
But everything else was the same.
I had black denim shorts on, and TJ had denim blue jean pants. And oh my goodness.
The comments were hysterical. That's what you get to wear to work.
Yes.
I mean, it was like every comment was slamming you for like, that's very unprofessional. Shorts at work? When did that become a thing? I was like, oh, did not expect that reaction from
the video. Hope, no wonder we're not going to get a raise.
Are there things that can make you more successful? Little things. Nothing crazy. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. Billy, TJ, and Hope. TJ had found a story that said that women who wear makeup make 30% more than the barefaced women in the office.
The barefaced. That's what they're calling us. Bare the barefaced. They said even makeup, it increases people's perception of your likability. Your competence is based on the fact that you have on makeup. Even if you don't overdo it, your trustworthiness on your makeup. I had no idea so much was coming from.
Never crossed my mind.
Painting my face.
Nothing.
But I'm sure you were doing it subconsciously. Like, I know I do it subconsciously. If I'm like at an event and there's someone there who seems put together, I feel like she has her life together.
Like a guy in a suit.
Yeah, like you feel
dudes
like.
Dudes who suit up every day. You're like, oh, it must be important.
The fresh
and
haircut. Yeah. They got, you know, nice shoes. And it's the same thing when I meet a woman who seems like she's got it all together. She's clearly got herself together. Must be her life's together, too. That's how it's perceived.
Yeah.
You know, there's always other arbitrary things on TikTok that come up of ways to attract more money. Saw this thing. I did it for a couple weeks, and then I was like, this feels ridiculous. But I saw on TikTok, washing your front door on Thursdays was supposed to attract wealth.
So random.
Washing my front door on Thursdays.
Specifically on Thursdays.
Washing my front door on Thursdays is going to bring more money my way?
It's supposed to attract more wealth. That...
I don't think I've ever washed any front door that I've ever owned, ever.
I don't, ever. Like, how's it coming to me? Is it going to be hitting my front door? Is it going to be mailed to me?
Blowing cinnamon through your front door on the first of the month, I do, because that feels less ridiculous doing it once a month. Doing something like that weekly.
Is it this room? Is it, Terry Clifford used to come in talking about this stuff all the time.
Yeah. Like weird isms that.
What's the thing about the white rabbit? What's that thing all about?
I don't.
She
remember.
Would do that too.
White rabbit. I've never heard of this.
She would say something.
The first of the month
good
or something. Yeah, first thing when you put your feet on the floor, you're supposed to say white rabbit.
That's what it is.
Something
yes.
like.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's this room. It's that side of this room.
Yeah, there was something, some words you were supposed to talk about a white rabbit when your feet hit the floor. On such a day, and good things will come your way.
Nothing about investments in that list. Nothing about.
Yeah, right.
No, but you know, the other one is if you make your bed every day, it's supposed to, because you accomplish something right away.
I am not checking any of these boxes.
You don't make your bed?
No.
Well, is your wife still sleeping when you leave?
Yeah, but even if she wasn't, we've never made our bed.
You get up and you don't make it?
Get up and walk
away.
Do
you at least throw your
comforter? The blanket. Yes, on my side, the blanket kind of gets. So we are a two blanket bed because I got tired of waking up. She would literally grab it, wrap herself up in it, and roll over. And I would always wake up without a blanket. So I bought my own blanket. Now it doesn't happen anymore.
We're a dual duvet household.
Are you ready for Mother's Day? It is 2 weeks away, just over 2 weeks away. It's B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. It's not this Sunday, but next Sunday. And we do this every year. What do moms really want for Mother's Day? Is it a homemade ashtray? Is it a...
In 2025?
Yes, that's what I made when I was in primary school.
Back in the 1900s.
A finger painting, you know, with the hand that's a turkey. Is that what mom wants? Or does mom just want to sleep? Because according to the survey, that's
can
what moms
want. Can she have both?
She can have both. According to the survey, moms want a day off. 94% of moms say they would like to have more sleep. Half of the moms said a nap with nobody needing you is the ultimate luxury, followed by eating a meal while it's hot, not making any decisions, and this is my favorite, a solo bathroom break. Your kids are older.
My kids are older, but it wasn't that long ago that I can relate to all of those things. And yes, without anyone needing you, not hearing someone yell, "Mom, where's Mom? Where's Mom? Have you seen Mom?" Like you have the bedroom door shut and you're like they're not going to find you. Eventually they're going to find you.
It's like Stewie from Family Guy. Mom, 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 Mommy, Mommy, Mommy.
That's exactly it.
Have you ever gotten a Mother's Day like that where they were just like, our gift to you today is we're just going to let you be for a couple hours.
Yes.
And then out the door, Steve goes with the kids.
Well,
that would be the ultimate quiet.
There. They were all there.
But they let you nap and sleep in maybe.
Yep. And then I was like, all I want is for you guys to handle the kitchen and for Steve can make one thing other than breakfast food. And that is homemade mac and cheese. So that we already know what
so
we're
breakfast
being served
food and
on.
Mac and hey, it's right around the corner. Are you ready? It's the B Morning Coffee Club on WBEE. I'm Billy. TJ Hope is here. If moms would like to chime in, what do you really want for Mother's Day? 252-9233. That is our text line. We would love to hear from you.
Because this one is cracking me up. This said, hey, B Morning Coffee Club, we needed this survey for my husband like years ago. The worst well-intended Mother's Day gift, surprise tickets to take me and the kids to the circus. The way no mom ever wants to spend her Mother's Day. Said no mom ever.
There's another text.
Let's go to the circus.
There's another one that just popped up that says, they now call. We were talking about, you know, being
Where's
left
mom?
Alone.
Have you seen mom?
Where's mom? They now call and ask where I am. I was in the front yard.
Yes.
Mom, where are you?
Or you can text each other. Yeah, that's crazy. We go over this. It's
every
not
year.
Hard, right?
Right.
Like, how are you not getting it right? I'm sorry. It's so simple.
Mom we needs a break just for a couple
that's
hours.
It.
That doesn't mean they don't love you.
We want a duty-free day. Yes, I said duty. A duty-free day. We want some peace. We want a serenity and maybe a special memory, a special meal, something. That's it.
Macaroni and cheese. Homemade macaroni and cheese.
Nothing crazy. Like the circus or anything like that. It's not necessary. Just some thoughtfulness and peace and serenity. I think it's simple. I don't think we're hard creatures to figure out.
Yeah.
Do you?
No. For my wife, I usually get her flowers and a card and leave her alone and let her do what she wants for the day.
You got it figured out.
Right. Everybody's happy.
Just leave her alone.
Everybody's happy.
My poor mom, we share Mother's Day and my birthday every couple of years. And, you know, my birthday is basically a national holiday. So
she's not kidding.
She's not kidding.
No,
it's a week long celebration.
It's not
by
a
way.
Joke.
Yeah.
My 21st birthday fell on Mother's Day. So we did a huge family event, got a party bus, went winery to winery. I was one of the younger cousins, so we made it a full day celebration. All the moms, all the wine. It was a blast. But it was one of those things that growing up when I realized that my birthday occasionally fell on Mother's Day, I was like, wait a second. It's like, I only want to marry someone whose birthday falls on Father's Day to make it equitable. This isn't fair.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even know what that means.
The year I was born on Father's Day. I've never had a problem sharing my birthday with a holiday.
By the way, Texter chimes in. Get me an Amazon gift card.
Okay.
That's easy too.
And leave me alone.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.